I'm ready. How are the levels? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahmani ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. In today's hadith lesson, we are going to discuss how to make a person who is interested in Islam a Muslim. When we look at the statistics in the world, we find, never mind Muslims, non-Muslims are admitting that today the fastest growing religion in different parts of the world is Islam. And me and you many a time think that we must go to a sheikh, to an imam, to a maulana, to a mufti. Whereas that is not the case. Each one of us is an ambassador of Islam. You, my sister Fatima, Zainab, Jamila, Amina, that you are an ambassador of Islam. My brother Ahmed, Muhammad, Abdullah. So each one of us, when we give the message and deliver and convey the message of Islam, so if a person is interested in Islam, what do? The first thing we do is we give the person the virtues. That when a person who is a non-Muslim, till now he's a non-Muslim, and now is about to embrace Islam, give that person the virtues. What is the first virtue? قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَنْتَهُ يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. Tell them all, Mighty Allah Azza wa Jalla told Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and inform the Master Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Master, O Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell those people who are non-Muslims, who belong to any cult, any faith or any religion, once they abstain from it, they embrace Islam, يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. It is forgiven for them, whatever happened in the past. So for 20 years, 40 years, he did not pray, he did not read Salat, forgiven. So they don't have to make Qadha. For 20 years, 40 years, they did not fast, forgiven. So they don't have to keep Qadha for that fast. They did not pay Zakat for the past 20, 30 years, forgiven. So all the hukukullah, the rights of Almighty Allah, Azza wa Jalla, forgiven. They spoke lies and they committed zina, fornication, adultery. So all that also is forgiven because they have made such a great change in their life, and that is they embraced Islam. And that is hukukullah, the rights of Almighty Allah. Obviously, hukukul ibad, they owe someone money, they owe a Muslim person money, a non-Muslim person money, all that they need to settle. It doesn't mean that now that person embraced Islam, so even the hukukul ibad, the rights of human beings, are forgiven automatically. No, if that person voluntarily forgives him, that's a separate issue, but he cannot say, I'm a Muslim now, I don't have to pay the debt. So, it's doing good. That is a Quranic virtue. The Hadith virtue, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ يَهْدِمُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَ. That when a person embraces Islam, then it erases and wipes out whatever happened before. So it shows that that person is like a newborn baby. When that baby is born, is ma'asum, innocent, sinless. So when that person embraces Islam, as far as hukukullah goes, the rights of Almighty Allah goes, Allah says, you made the right choice, and through my grace and mercy, I am prepared to forgive all your sins. Imagine Almighty Allah telling us, inna deena indallahi al-Islam. The only deen, religion, that is accepted by Almighty Allah is Islam. People can be how kind, people can be how great statesmen, people can be so great as far as generosity goes and helping and assisting people. But they do not believe in Islam. Quran made it clear. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ Whosoever chose a religion besides Islam, it will not be accepted on his behalf from them. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ And in the year after death, that person will be from the losers. Everlasting doom, everlasting gloom for that person. Now ABC person, male or female, wants to embrace Islam. So what we should do is that if it is a male, it can be 1-to-1. If it's female, then it's better to bring a male member of the family with, or we have our wife or daughter or mother, somebody present as well. That person explaining to her about Islam should not be alone with her. Because the third party there, ثَالِثُهُمَا الشَّيْطَانِ So we need to understand the third party there will be the Satan. First thing we tell people is La ikraha fi din. For people who are non-Muslim, we mention this verse. There is no compulsion in religion. We are not putting a gun at your head. We are not putting the sword at your neck. We are not telling you, you must embrace Islam. It must be a decision, your decision, to come into the fold of Islam without duress and without pressure. So that's the first thing we need to do and explain to them. It must be their decision, and their decision must be pure and not tainted. How? Today they want to marry a Muslim girl, or they will think that if you become a Muslim, you become a millionaire and get very rich, or if they become Muslim, they can collect zakat money. So we need to make all these issues very clear. The aim and purpose of embracing Islam should be that person must say, I studied Islam, I appreciate Islam, and I realize my salvation in this world and in the year after only and only lies in Islam. So we need to educate these type of people, and we need to make this very clear. We cannot judge their intention. The intention is between that person and Almighty Allah, but at least we remind them to purify the intention and not to pollute their motive and intention. Innamal a'malu bin niyat. So first thing, we will speak about the virtues of embracing Islam. Second thing, we will speak about the intention and the motive. And third, we will tell that person there that, remember, this decision is yours, no one imposed it upon you, and no pressure was applied upon you. Thereafter, you can also do this. We need to explain that person. What are we going to explain to that person now? First thing you explain is the articles of faith. What are the articles of faith? Amantu billah. I believe in one Allah from the bottom of my heart. A small tafsir, very briefly. Qul huwa Allahu ahad should be explained to that person. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. He Almighty Allah is one alone and unique. There is no Allahu Samad, Almighty Allah is totally independent of His entire creation and universe. Allah does not need anybody, anyone, anytime, any place. And everyone, everywhere, all times, we are in need of Almighty Allah. So that is Samad. So Allah totally independent, and we are dependent on Almighty Allah. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Allah is not the father of anyone. Allah is not the child of anyone. So Allah does not have parents, Allah does not have children, Allah does not have brothers, sisters, nothing. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ And Almighty Allah is, none is equal to Allah in any aspect, in any respect. So that is Allah. He's not Allah for the Arabs, He's not Allah for the Indians, He's not Allah for the African, He's Allah of the entire universe. If you want to translate it in Arabic, in English, God, capital G. Urdu, Khuda, and many, many words, Kulunkulu, or whatever people can understand. So in that way you explain to them, that is Almighty Allah. We cannot comprehend truly the greatness, the majesty, the grandeur of Almighty Allah, but we believe in Him from the bottom of our heart. Amantu billah wa malaikatihi, and His angels. How many angels there are, Allah alone knows. Millions there are, billions there are. But some angels have been given special tasks. For example, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, given the task of taking wahi, revelation, to the prophets. Malakul Maut, the angel of death, given the task to take the ruh and the soul of people. So that is how you explain to that person. Allah does not need the angels, but Almighty Allah is showing us human beings a system that He created these angels from light, from nur and splendor, and Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla made them such. La ya'asoon Allah ma amarahum. They never disobey Almighty Allah what Allah commands them. So Almighty Allah is showing us, we will have to delegate duties. You are the manager, director, captain, whatever you want to call yourself. You cannot do everything yourself. Allah can do everything without a shadow of doubt. But Allah is showing us how the system will be on this earth. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi. We believe in the divine scriptures. We believe in the New Testament, the Old Testament. We believe in the Torah. We believe in the Gospel, the Injil. We believe in the Psalms. All these books were revealed. Sometime one was revealed, the Zabur, the Psalms, to Dawud alayhi salam, the Torah to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, the Injil to Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, the final book revealed to the Master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. So all that we must explain. However, we must tell them that we also believe that today the Torah, the Injil, all that have been interpolated and the texts have been corrupted, and that the Bible today, you know that the Jewish people, the Torah, they will tell you that, and the Christians, they will tell you that. Therefore, they have so many divisions and so many different churches, because one church doesn't accept that verse and another one doesn't accept that verse. So all that goes on. So for practical purposes, we believe in the Quran Kareem and we practice on it. Although in principle we believe that all these books came from Almighty Allah and they were great books, divine scriptures, but today those books have been interpolated, so we will not practice on them when they are against the Quran and Sunnah. For practice purposes, we use the Quran Sunnah, and that is our constitution. Quran, the speech of Almighty Allah. Sunnah will be the actions and speech of the Master, Nabi Muhammad alayhi salatu salam. So, amantu billah wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. All the messengers from Prophet Adam alayhi salatu salam right up to Sayyiduna wa Habibuna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. We believe in all the prophets. Not like the Christians, they reject Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. Not like the Jews, they reject Isa alayhi salatu salam and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. No. We say believe in all the prophets, and the international prophet for all times and places is the last and final messenger. Yes, there is different ranks among the prophets. Some are greater than others, but they all were selected by Allah, not elected by people. So that is very important to explain. And all of them are ma'asum, protected from vices and sin. Yes, mistakes they can make, and Almighty Allah rectifies them. Mistake is something else, and a sin is something else. They are protected from sin. Wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusuli wal yawmil akhir. And we believe in the last day, the day of accountability, the day of justice. Explain to that person logically, if a person does a good deed and no one in this world knows about it, must he not be rewarded? Yes, he must be rewarded. So that person gets the reward. And if a person committed, today's terminology, they use the term perfect crime, that person stole millions and no one knows, so that person must pay the penalty, and he will pay for it in the court of Almighty Allah. So this is not the international court. This is not some Supreme Court or High Court. This is the Divine Court. Absolute justice will prevail on that day, and nothing is hidden and obscure from Almighty Allah. Wal yawm al akhir. Wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawm al akhir wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah. Taqdeer. We believe in predestination, good, bad, happy, sad, everything comes from Almighty Allah. That Allah who gave us our eyes, our ears, our tongue, everything He gave us. So the good, when we fall sick, when a person goes blind, when a person goes deaf, all that also comes from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah gives you a normal, healthy, bouncing child, goodness from Almighty Allah. and the child is born abnormal. The hand and the arm is not there. The leg and the foot is not there. So all this comes from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So that is the meaning of taqdeer. People don't understand it properly. Easy example. A person was standing here, asked Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, "Oh Ali, explain qadr and taqdeer to me." Sayyidina Ali told him, "Lift up your leg." He lifted it up. The person was standing. He told him, "Lift up your other leg." He said, "I can't." He said, "That is taqdeer. Allah has given this masterpiece, human being, freedom of choice to a certain point. And after that, it is only the will and decree of Almighty Allah. Our hair, our complexion, our eyes, everything, our height, our size of legs, whatever it is, all that Almighty Allah has given us, the decree of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So, وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِ وَشَرِّ مِنَ اللَّهِ Good, bad, happy, sad comes from Almighty Allah. وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ We believe in life after death. A person dies with faith and iman and Islam, that person will go to Jannah and paradise. A person dies without iman, without Islam, that person goes to Jahannam and hell forever and ever and ever. So these are the articles of faith that we need to explain to that person. Then the do's and the don'ts. So we explain to that person the importance of cleanliness in Islam. When you go to toilet, you enter with your left foot and you clean yourself, you sit and relieve yourself. And Islam teaches us haya, shame and modesty. And a person must use water, whether for the front or whether for the back, for the istinja, cleaning himself or herself up properly. And then wudu should be taught to that person, how to perform the ablution. Ghusl should be explained to that person there. The postures of salat. Obviously, the person will not know. He left Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, Deathism. So tell that person, stand straight, Allahu Akbar. And then just read Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So every day they can learn one, two words. The first surah and chapter you should teach that person is not wal asri inna atayna qul wallah because they are short. You need to teach the person surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So teach that person that first. So when that person finishes that surah, at least every rakat they can read it on their own. So write it down for them in English or whichever language they know, the transliteration, A-L-H-A-M-D-U, Alhamdulillahi, like that. And slowly, slowly, then that person can make some effort to learn Arabic. The big problem nowadays is people are embracing Islam, but we don't have follow-up causes. So the onus and responsibility is on us that we should always ensure that the male should be teaching the male, the female teaching the female, and that person, the brother, the sister who just embraced Islam, the revert, so that person there should be, there should be ongoing causes and classes for that person there. Then the do's and don'ts of eating. Obviously, there's no place for wine and swine and alcohol in Islam, so that person must consume halal food. That person is going to object and inquire, "You telling me all this, but what about the Muslim? I come for Fajr Salat and I see that this one, my neighbor, is a Muslim, born Muslim, they don't come." I had an example last week. One person embraced Islam, Alhamdulillah. His name was Trevor and he chose the name Zafar. Imagine he chose the name himself and he found book and mashallah, he said, "I like this name." So I told him, "Excellent name. Zafar means that successful." So in that way there, that we let people choose their own name. So there's another important thing also, that you let them choose a Muslim name and you give them a choice of 10, 20 names and give them the meanings and let them choose whichever name they are happy with. He said, and many non-Muslims who embrace Islam will say, "You telling me all this, no alcohol, no gambling, no fornication, but the Muslims are doing." So we need to make it very clear. One is what Islam teaches, and one is what some Muslims are doing. So that is a weakness, the shortcoming of the Muslims. But it is no fault of the religion, and we need to be clear on this here. There is no need to apologize and be apologetic. It is the weakness of this Muslim here. His name is Abdullah, her name is Zainab, Fatima, whatever, and they are perpetrating, Allah forbid, all these crimes here. And obviously, they start wondering now, we just embrace Islam and we're trying our best and these people have Islam but they are taking it for granted, and that's a huge, huge mistake which our Muslims are making. So we change that person's name, and if the person has a good name, her name is Maria. Maria means to be fair in complexion, and it's a good name in Islam, so you leave it. So if that person has a good name, Joseph, you tell him the Arabic version is Yusuf, so you just change it to Yusuf. So in that way there, David, you make it Dawood. So in that way there, you don't have to change the whole name. The surname can remain the same, there's no problem with that. If it is a male, then whether he's 20 years old or 15 years old or 40 years old, we should tell him to get circumcised. So they will say, how can I get circumcised? So remember, this is one of the signs and symbols of Islam, that that person needs to be circumcised. For the men we are speaking, obviously. So that is also, and it is permissible, and he should do so. Then obviously we need to ensure, if that person is married, then what about his wife? What about the husband? What about the children? If both husband and wife embrace Islam, look at the beauty of Islam. This is the beauty, the wisdom of Islam. MashaAllah, that David and that lady, their Maria, they embrace Islam. So they got children now. One child's name is Desmond. One child's name is Peter. One child's name is Susie. So what will we say? We will tell David, your name is Dawood. We will tell Maria, your name remains Maria. And what will happen in a case? We will ascertain, find out from them that previously, when they were Christian, when they were Hindu, when they were Jews, whatever, did they perform some form of marriage, either in a church, either synagogue, either temple, either in court? Was there some form of ceremony? If they say yes, fine. So that marriage, Islam will recognize it. After they embrace Islam, there is no need to perform a new nikah. And what is the rationale and wisdom for this? So all their children, whether it is Desmond, whether it is Susie, whether it is Peter, so now they also all will become Muslim, because they are minors now. And what will happen in that case? We give them all Muslim name, and those children are legitimate children, not illegitimate. If Islam had to say that no, we're going to perform a new nikah for you, then it meant that all the children would be illegitimate. Look at the beauty and the glory of Islam. Yes, we have to mention this. Today you have boyfriend, girlfriend, and it is, you know, checking in and living in lovers and whatever else. Today's world, everything goes, Allah forbid. So in a case, and they're making children also, and they have children also, but there was no ceremony, no marriage, nothing. So in a case like that, all those children will be illegitimate. And now when they embrace Islam, we will have to perform a new nikah. And a nikah, why? Because in the past, there was no ceremony at all. There was nothing to do with marriage. So nor in the court, nor in the church, nor in a temple or synagogue, nowhere. So therefore, we need to perform a nikah. And end of the day, when we are making that person a Muslim, so we should tell him now, he understood everything, the articles of faith and the do's and the don'ts and what is expected of him or her for that matter. Now we tell them, read, Ashhadu, I bear testimony, Allah ilaha, truly there is none, absolutely none worthy of worship. Allah ilaha, there is no God, God small g, illallah, except Allah, God, capital G. So there's no idols, no intermediaries, no brothers, no sisters, no parents, no children, nothing. Ashhadu Allah ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, and I bear testimony that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a slave and servant, the greatest slave, the greatest servant, the greatest creation of Almighty Allah wa rasuluh, and he is the messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah, the last and final messenger. So in that way there, when that person recites that, understood the meaning, then we then will make dua collectively, or if the people are there, and what dua will make? Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana, O Almighty Allah, don't let our hearts get deviated. Ba'da idh hadaytana, after you have given us guidance. Wa hab lana min ladunka rahma, O Allah, grant us from your side that special mercy that will enshroud and encompass us. Innaka antal wahhab, you are the best of givers, O Almighty Allah. So in that way, that sister, that brother, they become our Muslim brother, our Muslim sister, and we need to follow up and continue, help them and assist them, give them literature, give them books, and the best way to teach them is via our own example. You tell that lady to dress modestly. Now the holidays are coming, the weekend is coming, and you running around with a bikini. So what signals are you sending? You men, you tell that person there, no girlfriend, no chuala, and no wine and swine and that. But you yourself, you're having affairs. So we sending the wrong signals ourselves. So we must be very clear on this issue here, that we as Muslims must send the right signals, and we must be the one to show them the pure way of Islam. And remember, once that person embraces Islam on your hand, every good deed he does, it is a hasana, a good deed for you. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَىٰ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Whose speech can be better than that person who invites towards Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla? وَأَمِلَ صَالِحًا. He does good deeds himself. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And he says, I am from the Muslims. So may Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq that we can remain steadfast on Islam and die on Islam and Iman. And may Almighty Allah use us to invite others to the deen of Islam, inshallah. This evening at around 6:25, inshallah, Maulana Nadeem Khan of Uttanaig will render the nasiha and advice. And at around 7:10, inshallah, we'll be back in the studio for the miras and inheritance program. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.